This is BOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Just recapping our top stories for this hour. Colleagues, friends, and admirers will be paying final respects Wednesday to the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg's casket will be brought to the Supreme Court building on Wednesday for a private ceremony in the Great Hall, attended by her family and her fellow justices. She passed away this past Friday of pancreatic cancer at the age of 87. On Friday, Ginsburg will lie in state in the Capitol Statuary Hall, making her the first woman to receive such an honor. The public will be able to view the casket after a formal ceremony for invited guests. Volunteers planted 20,000 miniature trees, U.S. flags, I should say, and on the grounds of the Washington Monument in the nation's capital Tuesday, the day the nation reached 200,000 COVID-19 deaths. Each flag represents 10 victims who have perished since the virus first arrived in the U.S. earlier this year. And in additional news, President Trump mocked his Democratic presidential rival, Joe Biden, for wearing a face mask during a public campaign rally in Pittsburgh on Tuesday night. Trump said, why did he spend all that money on plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask? Trump and Biden have been at odds over the value of face masks as a defense against the coronavirus disease. And Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has been discharged from a hospital in Berlin, where he was being treated after falling ill on a domestic flight over Siberia last month and then airlifted to Berlin while still in a coma. Berlin says tests in Germany, France, and Sweden determined Navalny was poisoned with a nerve agent, and the West has demanded an explanation from Russia. Moscow has said it is yet to see any evidence of a crime and has declined to open an investigation so far, instead opening pre-investigation probes. The Kremlin has denied any involvement. Moscow has yet, and Navalny, meantime, said he would return to Russia when he is sufficiently recovered. The UN General Assembly's annual debate underway, combating and eliminating the coronavirus pandemic, was the major topic of discussion on Tuesday. Global leaders meeting virtually this year due to the coronavirus outbreak. Coronavirus cases worldwide have now